Hello everyone, I'm Lily with Nature's Blessings. Welcome to Cosmic Vibes. Today's show is about Mercury retrograde. What is Mercury retrograde? How it affects us? How it affects our lives? Because I get a lot of questions about that. Lily, what is Mercury retrograde? Can I sign the contract during this period of time? My business is falling. Please help me. When is Mercury going direct? And all kinds of questions. And I want to simplify and talk a little bit about what Mercury retrograde is and how it affects our lives. So I'm not an astrologer, but I'm so passionate about planets and what's happening out there in the sky and the energy that affects my life. So astrologically speaking, Mercury is the planet that represents communication. It's about ideas. So approximately every 4 months, approximately three, four times a year, Mercury, this planet that represents communication, appears to move backwards in the sky. But, you know, notice the word appears, because Mercury is not actually moving backwards in the sky. It just appears. It looks like, okay? So a lot of time when Mercury is retrograding, the energies are pretty chaotic, and there are a lot of disagreements, and there is miscommunication, misunderstanding, a lot of unforeseen delays. There is weird behavior, traffic jams, mind fog. People have a tendency to be more aggressive, to drive more aggressively. You are likely to see more technology challenges like computers crashing. As I said, any form of delays in emails, in mailing, and so on. Okay, so that can be perceived as a negative aspect of Mercury retrograde. But is there any positive aspect of Mercury retrograde? And of course, in my opinion, there is. And it's actually... It's big positive impact of the Mercury retrograde, because Mercury retrograde is about more being than doing. That's one aspect. It's about slowing the things down. Usually in Mercury retrograde, direct, we are doing more than being. We have a tendency to be more stressed. But when Mercury turns retrograde, it's the keywords here are reevaluation, inner wisdom, knowledge, insight, introspection. You slow things down as well. You relax, you pamper yourself, you go for massages, you go inward. It's a great opportunity to connect with the source, connect with your soul, with your essence. It's an excellent time to relax. It's an excellent time to end, to complete, to resolve unfinished businesses. So any kind of businesses, either relationships or any projects that you started before. Because things need to be completed before new energies arrive into our lives. Also, emotions from the past that surface from within need to be cleared out in order to free the energies and, make room for new energies. It's really a great time to focus on clearing those energies, to really go within and heal, to purge, to spring clean, not necessarily your life, but your house, your home, to declutter, to do internal work, to do it really your homework, spiritual homework. Continue what you started a long time ago. So, for example, it's great to pick up a book that stays on your nightstand for a while and just finish reading the book. It's just a simple project like that. It's really do your personal homework during this time. great spiritual work on your spiritual practice. Do some work with a spiritual teacher or any kind of teacher. Learn during this period of time. And when Mercury turns direct, you'll be ready to move on, to move ahead with your projects, because you have the knowledge that you gain during this period of time. Great time to invest in learning. Attend all kinds of courses and workshops. In other words, just learn wisdom. See, there is a great intelligence in this universe. There is a great intelligence in the planets, and everything, absolutely everything, goes into cycles. This is nature. And if you stay in the flow, if you align with the planets, if you really understand those cycles and align intuitively, then the chances of success are much powerful than when you resist these energies, when you oppose the planetary happenings. So in other words, it's being aware, really being aware is crucial. Awareness is the key word here. Align your heart's intelligence with the mind when you make decisions. A short story about not aligning with the energies of Mercury retrograde. So I learned from that experience, but luckily it was not a bad one. So it was just a learning experience for me. It was Mercury retrograde, and I decided to study with a teacher that I could not connect with. For a long time, I tried to see that teacher's aura, the energy field around, and I could not. So it wasn't my type of energy. And that doesn't mean that the teacher it was actually a great teacher, but I couldn't connect with that teacher. It was not that that energy. It was not for me. But I decided to enroll in the teacher's program. So I paid the deposit. I invested in the materials and books and so on. But I ended up not studying with the teacher. And I kind of like deep inside me, I knew it, that was not for me. But I rushed my decision. Instead of just slowing it down, instead of taking time to reflect upon that. So that kind of like cost me money and cost me energy, but it wasn't for me. So I learned from that. So just pay attention and listen to your heart's intelligence, because when you listen, you have the answer. I knew it. My heart would tell me. I mean, I have all the messages. I could not connect. I could not see the teacher's aura, the energy field, and more messages, but I didn't listen to my heart. So be aware of your decisions and focus more on what you started, your old projects, and work on those projects instead of going for new projects. Get prepared instead and just keep an open mind. You can redo those projects. You can tweak them when Mercury goes direct. You can readjust. I mean, it's not the end of the world. Redoing is nothing bad. Sometimes we really need to go and, you know, discover ourselves more. So redoing, it's more about rethinking. Also, during periods of Mercury retrograde, relationships from the past might show up. So for example, like old flames might show up. You might hear from them. You might meet with an ex, or just the thoughts, the emotions from the past might surface. So perhaps you might need to look into that and resolve that issue from the past and complete that cycle. It's a great opportunity during Mercury retrograde. Or even friends or clients, for example, for me, it's so funny, clients or people from the past show up in my life. I just got a phone call from a message, actually, from a good friend of mine that I didn't talk to her in probably like 6 years, no, maybe less. But anyways, I couldn't get hold of her. And in the message, she mentioned that she lost all her contacts, and for some reason she could get in touch with us. So she left a message on the phone. So it's really interesting. Or even a lot of clients from the past keep coming and asking questions or booking new sessions. And it's pretty interesting to just observe how these energies of Mercury are showing up in our lives. It's pretty interesting. I love it. I love when I observe this. It's like I look at Mercury retrograde, like weather forecasts, and notice that, hey, this is what's happening, coming to the surface from the past, and this is chaotic energy. How do I respond to this chaotic energy? How do I back up my computer? Because computer might crash, and it's fun to me. It's pretty interesting, and it's also fun. But you also have to be aware and kind of like pay attention and be extra alert. And when you go somewhere, when you travel, allow yourself plenty of time to reach the destination. So take your time, slow down. Just slow down, very important. And as a suggestion here, choose Mercury retrograde periods of time as your ally versus your challenger. I mean, a challenger is good because it warns you of what might happen, but as an ally, it can have a great positive impact on your life because it's about developing some good habits. Being alert, being aware, it's a great habit to develop. And also look deeper within, be more profound about yourself, your messages that you receive from your intuition, your spiritual guidance. What I noticed during Mercury retrograde, intuition and psychic abilities are much more stronger, are more profound. So give yourself this opportunity to review and also reconsider aspects of your life. Maybe your life needs to be reevaluated. So there is a great, positive aspect of Mercury retrograde. It's not necessarily bad, but it depends how you perceive energy. Energy is just energy. It depends how you perceive it. If you are listening and you find yourself in Mercury retrograde, have a safe and easy Mercury retrograde. Until next time, be aware, be alert, and be safe. I'm Lily with Nature's Blessings, signing off. Namaste, everyone.